Today's daf in the second Makot brought to me Ben Chomot Yerushalayim Baruch Hashem is daf Yud Dalet, and we are up to the fourth line. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Chayve Kritot Bichlal Ayu Velama Yatzat Karet Bachoto Ledino Bekoret Velo Bemalchus. So we have three shitot, if you recall. According to Rabbi Yishmael, we're Mechayev on Malchus on Misa, if the Azor was for Misa, we're Mechayev on Kores, and we're Mechayev, obviously, Malchus on every Azor. According to Rabbi Akiva, we have to take out, and that's our Mishnah, we don't include any Chiyev on Malchus, even where the Azor was for Malchus, because it's a Laf Shnita Mazarat Mitat Bigdin, which is never Mechayev Malchus. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, we're not even Mechayev Malchus on Chayvei Kritut, and the reason, according to him, is that since we saw that we have the din of Karet, which is said in general on all Azorot, and on all of the Arayot, and for some reason the Torah insisted on writing the Kores Vayachoto, it's stressing Karet and only Karet, meaning that there's no Chiyuv of Malkot. So those were our three different shitot, and today we like to look further in what do the Rabbanon do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yitzchak. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, if kritot were bichlal, and we have a separate din of, we have a separate din on achoto of karet, tell me karet velo malkos, why don't Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, who we're referring to here in congregate as the Rabbanan, why don't they learn out from their Rabbanan? Karet b'achoto lamalin. They learn that we need karet b'achoto to tell me that you would be chayiv on any of the arayot. Because look, I mean, the way that, that the Torah puts it is kol hatoevot ha'el. So anybody that sleeps with any of the, with any of the above, it doesn't say any, it says all. I mean, we interpret that all of being any because we're mechalik. Each one of the arayot is chayev separately. But how do we know that, really? The only example that we have of that is that the Torah singles out achoto and tells me that there's a chiyuv for achoto alone. And remember that the rule is that the var yatsa min haklal, lo lo lameda latzmo yatsa, lo lameda laklal kulo yatsa. So that means if we take achoto and we single it out, and we say this achoto is sufficient to be mechayev karet, it means that any one of the single arayot should be sufficient to be mechayev karet, and, of course, the implication of that, the important issue to us, is what's the difference if you get karet, but the difference to us is korban. So that means you're chayev a separate korban for each one of these things. And therefore, I need it mechalek. Get Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan. If someone was ba al kol ha'arayot behel le'mechat, so he didn't know that there was an iser of arayot bechlal, chayav al kol ha'achat be'achat, he would have to bring a separate korban for every one of the iser arayot. Aha, well that certainly seems to be an awfully good reason for us to need to sing a lot achoto. So why does Rabbi Yitzchak, I mean obviously Rabbi Yitzchak must know the din of lechalek, there's no question, because we know that in the Mishnah you bring a separate korban chatas. You want to list all the things you bring your korban chatas for. It's in each and every one of these arayot separately that are chiyuv karet. How does Rabbi Yitzchak know that if he is using singling out of achoto not as a issue of single, but rather as a stressing on the concept of karet as opposed to malchus? So where does he know the chalek from? Well, he says, listen, there's a very strange pasuk. It says, El Isha benidat tumata. I mean, you know, unless we're talking about some rather strange operations, a nidat tumata would be an Isha sort of by definition, don't you think? So we could have streamlined things by saying the El Hanida. What's it? El Isha benidat tumata. That's coming to tell me Isha, meaning that you would be chayev al kol Isha v'Isha. Any one of the above arayot is separately mechayev you a korban. V'rabbanan ami tepekle miha. So wait a minute now. We were so impressed with the need for Achoto to be listed singularly as a Dover Shiatsum in our Klal and so on. I mean, what's wrong with this limud? It sounds like a very good limud. In Achinami, it is a good limud. Okay, so then you're going to have to explain Karet Ba'achoto. Karet Ba'achoto Lomali. Where do you get a need for Karet Ba'achoto other than the need that Rabbi Yitzchak found in it, which is that it's stressing Achoto as Karet at the expense of Malkus, which we would learn out for all of the Arayot. So they must have some other use for it if they're not darshaning that. They do indeed. It's coming to be mechayev you separately for your sister and for your father's sister and for your mother's sister. Obviously, that's ridiculous. I mean, just because they're all called sister? I mean, what does that mean? Obviously, the gufi mechulakim. We're talking about three separate people. So, three separate people and they're shemot mechulakim. They're also three separate isurim. Why in the world would I need a special limud to tell me something so obvious? No, you didn't understand what I'm saying. I'm not talking about three separate people. I'm talking about being mechayev you separately on a sister who is also your father's sister and who is also your mother's sister. What? How do you come up with a thing like that? Hechem hashkachasla. Man, ain't you ever been in Appalachia? Bereshia bar Reshia. Everybody's like that. So, obviously what happened is, a guy who is a Russia, right? So he sleeps with his mother. He ends up with two daughters. Okay, now he goes and he sleeps with his daughter. Right? So now these two daughters are also, they're also sisters. He sleeps with one of those daughters, and now he has a son. Now, it turns out that this son, the same woman, now, and he's a Barashia, because he himself also has to turn around, and this son goes and sleeps with Achot Imo, but Achot Imo is also Achoto, it's also Achot Aviv, because by definition, the father had her from his mother, so it's also his sister, even though it's his daughter. So now it sort of all works out. So now if you've got three separate Isurim, all on one woman, this is really exciting. So over there, how do I know that there would be separate chiyuvim in such a case? There, I need to have a special limud. Rabbi Yitzchak. How does Rabbi Yitzchak indeed know that? Maybe actually it's only coming to tell me specifically this halacha, which means that he would not have an extra pasuk of Achoto, which is coming to tell me this weird case of Achoto, and he's saying Achoto is actually a model, and it represents any case of a Chiyav Karet, that should only be a Chiyav Karet, and not a Chiyav Malkus. But he doesn't have a right to do that if he needs the pasuk to tell me the Rishia Barashia case. So now where does he know it? Unless he's got Rishia Barashia from somewhere else. Nafkale mikal v'chomer, because we have in the Mishnah the Tanan, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti et Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Yoshua be'itl shel Imon. We were walking through the meat market of Imon where we were going together to buy a behema l'mishta b'noshe Rabbi Gamliel. So we're trying to select an animal for the chasana of Rabbi Gamliel's son. So I asked him, Haba al achoto. Shiachot aviv, shiachot imo. Our case is Risha Barisha. Mahu? Do we say, eno chayav kulam ala achat? Would he be only chayav one carbon for them? Or is he chayav on each one of them? And he answered me the weirdest answer, which made absolutely no sense. And Amru, he said, Zulo shamanu. Exactly this case, I don't have a Kabbalah, but I have a case that I think is basically the same, which will strike us as being really crazy, because it's sure not the same in any way. And the Gemara, of course, in a moment, will ask for further explanation. But I did hear that somebody who sleeps with five separate women, who are all nidot, and he does this be'alei mechat, he doesn't remember the isra of nida at all, that he's chayav a separate carbon for each one of them. And I think it's a kal v'chomer. I mean, a midah, which is all the same iser yochayev on separate women. So koshken over here, where there are three separate shemot. So over here, kan sheshlosha shemot lo koshken. Now that is really weird, because obviously over there, you're talking about separate women. I mean, the whole point of the Risha Bar Risha case is that they're not separate women. They're all the same woman. So, obviously, we're not going to want to use that as an answer for either Kavachomer Prichahu. What are you talking about? That's not a Kavachomer. The case that you're giving me of the Nida, that's Gufim Mukhlakim. They're separate bodies. If they're separate bodies, that doesn't prove anything at all about a case where the three Yisurim are all on the same body, right? So we're still left with the need for Achoto to tell me that halakha, that even though they are three separate Yisurim, all chal on the same individual, now that goes beyond the normal din of Chalukah, so we need Achoto to teach me that. If I use Achoto to teach me that, then I no longer have Akoto to teach me what Rabbi Yitzchak is claiming it teaches me. Namely, that you're Chayev Karet and not Chayev Malkus. So now Rabbi Yitzchak is up to preach. What does he do with that obvious fact? Well, Leibach Nami, I mean, come on, Avada Kavachomer Prichay. I mean, I hope you're not going to argue about the Kavachomer. I mean, it's ridiculous Kavachomer.
What was he saying?
So then, what is he... Good question. So, what, therefore... would be the basis of your limut from Achoto, that there's no malchus if you're going to need it for this. Ah, I'll tell you why. Because there's two Achotos in the pasuk. And from the two Achoto, Ervat Achoto Gila, remember that repetition of Achotcha? Ervat Achoto Gila, well, I should hope so, that's what you just described. Ishabal Achoto, obviously, he'd have a rough time not being Ervat Achoto Gila. So what are we talking about? Ah, so that's a separate limud. V'idah. You know what that is. We just went through a whole big deal about that. That comes to tell me that you're mukhayev a person for achoto who is both bat aviv and bat imo, because the Torah only mentioned achotcha, but which is the bat avicha o bat imecha. But how do we know achotcha, which is both bat avicha and bat imecha? So we said, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Why does the pasuk need to bring us a special pasuk to teach me that in aneshim in adin? Right? So therefore that, I already used that achotcha, that repetitive achoto, to teach me that halacha, that in aneshim in adin. Now, where is Rabbi Yitzchak going to know Einon Shimin Adin from? If he's claiming that he can use that Akoto to tell me about Appalachia, then he has the other Akoto. The first Akoto is coming to tell me, what a cutie, is coming to tell me that the Onesh of Kares actually cancels an ability to use the Azara for Malkus. So he's stuck now, Rabbi Yitzchak. Where does he know Ein Shomin Adin? V'ida. So what does Rabbi Yitzchak say about that? Well, there's two possibilities, actually. Rabbi Yitzchak can say, remember that we needed a separate pasuk because we had the same problem. We had the same problem in Mazirin Min Adin, right? And I have to say the same thing by Akoto. Moleret Bayit, Moleret Chutz. Okay, so we need it over there. A separate pasuk to tell me that you're chayev on the lot. So that tells me that a mazirin min adin. So maybe he learns out that if the Torah already told us a mazirin min adin, so he learns out the same idea would be true about a onshi min adin. And he doesn't need a separate pasuk for onesh and another pasuk for azora. Both of these sugyas we had earlier in terms of achots, because in both the onesh and the azora we have a need for an extra limud to tell me that you're chayev, even though there's a kal v'chomer, because of the fact that without that extra limud, I wouldn't be able to say that you do it me kal v'chomer.
And why don't we say
that's that one possibility. So, Iboy Seima Gomar Onesh Mi Azara. The other possibility is, Iboy Teima Nafkale Mi Achoto Dereisha. Something nobody ever thought of, you know? I mean, it says, beferish in the pasuk that we're talking about bat aviv or bat imo. So why do you have to say achoto? Achoto bat aviv or bat imo. I mean, obviously the daughter of your mother is your sister, or the daughter of your father is your sister. So one way or the other, you've got some kind of extra achoto also in the beginning of the pasuk. Okay, now that's a separate achoto. So over there, the extra achoto is coming to tell me the in onshin min adin, to say that that includes the achoto. We don't need the achoto at the end of the pasuk to tell me that, which is where the rabbanan darshan it from, achotcha hi, and therefore we're left with that to add the case of the risha bar risha, and we're left with the achotcha of karet b'chlal to teach me karet v'lo malkot. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Tainitz. V'idach? No. The Rabbanan say that's a very good point. Don't think we overlooked it. It's coming to tell me a separate din of chaluka. Right? In other words, we know that achot itself, we started with this whole idea. Lama yatzar karet b'achoto. That was the beginning of the whole machlokas. So we're saying, according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, that was a requirement for chaluka. To tell me the chiluk between every one of the arayas, you bring a separate korban. So I don't understand, but you already learned that, you said, from the fact that it says korez v'achoto. But I'm asking you about the extra word achoto. So I'm going to explain to you. The extra word achoto is coming to teach me an additional case of chaluka, which does not need to be applied here in the parsha of arayot, because we already know it. And therefore, it's adding a conceptual concept here of chalukah as a general idea, meaning that there is a notion of chalukah that can be applied all over the Torah. And this is a very interesting idea. What happens where you have two separate lavim, and then at the end of it, the two separate lavim, it says v'nichrata. Now, does that mean that each one of those lavim is a separate v'nichrata and you would be chay of a separate karban, or not? What we need to understand is this sounds rather far-fetched. If you don't recognize that we're speaking, please tell me. This happens every time. Close the door behind you. So this teaches us a general idea of chalukah. The general idea couldn't care less where the example is. It happens to be that the main place that we're requiring the din of chalukah here is by this long list of all of the arayot. Fine, I understand. So now we have a concept of chalukah, that where we have separate isurim, and even better, the case of the Rishar Bar Rishar tells me separate isurim that are all included in one maisa of one woman. Nonetheless, we have this amazing din, each one of those isurim is separately mechayev, but wait a minute, because each one of these isurim was included in the overall clarity of the isur of karet, which says kol hatoevot ta'el, right? But how about in a case where we don't have that special overall din, kol hatoevot ta'el? So we have two lavim, and there is one case where we have such a thing. And that is the case of a mefaten, the shemen, and sach, the shemen hamishcha. And those things are all basically one pasuk of karet. And the question is, how do we learn the karet on the previous lavim? Al bsar adam lo yisach. Okay? You're not allowed to pour Moshe Rabbeinu's shemen hamishcha al bsar adam. Ube matkunto lotasu kamohu, which comes to tell me that you're not even allowed to be mefatem shemen, which is similar to the shemen hamishcha, right? And then it says, ish asher yikach kamov asher yitain mimeno al basaro, the din is v'nichrata. So now, it seems pretty clear that the Torah is trying to cramp them both into one v'nichrata. And would there be a separate Chi of Chatas even in such a case? That's the question. Since we're dealing over here with the concept of Chalukah, an additional word in the Posik of Achoto, which is not needed to tell me anything about Arayot, is coming to tell me a din of Chalukah that is expansive. Now we need to go out and look for where is there an expanse of the concept of Chalukah. You look through Kol HaTorah Kula, and the only place you find it is by this case, the Sikh of the Shemen HaMishnah, or the Matkonet, making the Matkonet of the Shemen HaMishnah. You see, so it's not far-fetched at all. It just sounds crazy. Okay, we use Achoto Barayot for the case of the Sach and the Mefate. That's crazy. It's not crazy at all. So ve'idach ha'umi ba'imei lechalek karet over here le'mefateim u'lesach. So I need a Achoto. So how does Rabbi Yitzchak know indeed that halacha? Ve'idach, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know it? Sava like Rabbi Elazar amar Boshaya, dom Rabbi Elazar amar Boshaya, kol makom. This is a rule in how to be Dorish the Torah. That kol makom shata motze, shnei lavim, the chorus achad, by definition, the shnei lavim are mechalek. So according to him, the lavim per se are mechalek, the chiyav of the korban. So the chalukah named the korban. So perhaps he knows it from there, or maybe not. Maybe he doesn't hold that, because according to that, we end up with a lot of problems, because that's saying that lavim themselves are chalukim for korbanas, which brings up a lot of questions of how does he deal with all the psukim and other issues that are mechalek. And rather, Rabbi Yitzchak learns it out from the Ish Asher Yishkav et Isha Dava. So we said over there that Ish Asher Yishkav et Isha Dava is coming to tell me the issue of the Chalukah for Isha Dava. And therefore, it's an additional word which comes to address this case of Chalukah, even in far-fetched cases where we use a single law. Ve'ida, the Rabbanat say, Ahumi ba'elik Rabbi Yochanan, Deom Rabbi Yochanan, Mishu Rabbi Shimu ba'yochai. This is a different issue. Minayin she'ina isha tmeyat, she'yetzei madva derech ervata. How do we know that menstrual blood that is removed, let's say, by laparoscopy, or you're in the middle of some other uteral operation, how do we know that that blood is not considered to be a dam nidais that's betamir from this pasuk, in which it stresses specifically this halacha, isha dava? So that means that it has to be derech ervata, and that's a completely separate halacha that has nothing to do with our case. Shemar v'isha sheyishkavet isha dava v'gila et ervata. So the Isha Dava is only where it's Derech Ervata. Melamichene Isha Temeya, Ache Tse Madva, Derech Ervata. Okay, the next case that we add in the... Are you asking something?
Or are you just making the cattle up? Market is right by Latrun, the cattle market of Imam. That's all.
The Imam. He wants to know, tell us where Imam is. So the market of Imam, where there was obviously was the place where they had gone to buy the animal, must have been near Latrun. Thank you, Rabbanea. Nachi, nice to see you. Pretty late over there for you guys, no?
Yeah, they know.
You're in
Boston. We're burning the midnight oil in Harvard.
Okay, great.
We just finished
Flava Malka.
Hey, that's amazing.
That's people right out of Moshe's heart. What can I tell you? He just finished his Flava Malka too. He still has to daven, you know. Myriv.
However, for Moshe, it's for last Shabbos. For Bar Meir, it's this week.
Okay, the next case that we had was a Tamei Sha'achal Es HaKodesh. Okay. I'd like to know where we have an Azara and a Kores in all of these cases. So we have Tamei Sha'achal Es HaKodesh, Nichmas V'Kodesh, and so on. So, Habala Migdash Tamei, I know where that comes from. It's an obvious pasuk. It says both the Onesh and it says the Azara as well. Onesh, the Tevet Mishkan Hashem Timei V'Nichrata, where does it say the Isser? In the mitzvah of Shiluach Tameim, it adds, V'lo yitamu et machaneihem. Okay, very clear. But Tamei Sha'achal Et HaKodesh, now I know that it does say the Onesh. It says, Anefesh Esher Tochal Basar Mizevach HaShlemim Asher Hashem V'tumato Alav V'nichrita. But, so that's saying an Onesh, of course, but it never seems to me that I've seen a pasuk that says, do not eat Basar Kodesh while you are Tamei. So the Azara Minai, so Reish Lakish says, the pasuk of Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga does not mean not to touch, it actually means do not eat. Even though that's in the middle of the Sugya V'Yoledet, Shloshim Yamim, Shloshim Lelot, and so on, she's supposed to be Shloshim Shloshim Yamim, Shloshim Yom, V'Shloshim Yamim Teshev, B'Demei Torah, B'Chol Kodesh Lo Tiga. From there we learn the Pashtus, that there is a concept of an extended Tful Yom, right? Because she's a Tovelet Yom, and she remains Tmeyan nonetheless. B'Chol Kodesh Lo Tiga. That's how you read the Pasuk simply. Reish Lakish, as we'll see later on, learns from the combination of B'chol Kodesh Lo Tigave El HaMikdash Lo Tavo that we're talking over here about an Isser Kores, because El HaMikdash Lo Tavo is an Isser Kores, which means that it must be referring to B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga cannot possibly be taken literally, because Lo Tiga would not have been put in the same context as the Mikdash Lo Tavo, because Lo Tiga is never an Isser Kores to be Matame something. But Isser of Bia L'Mikdash is an Isser Kores. To put those two things in the same set makes no sense at all. Therefore, it must be using the Lashon of Negia as Achila. Why it does that, that we'll see later on. He learns out a Chiddush from the fact that the Torah uses the Lashon of Negia. But it's obviously the Azhara for eating something while you're a Tame. Obviously here it's said about a Yoledet, but it's true about anybody who is Tamei. Reb Yochanan says, Tani Bardala, I know from a braita that was said by Bardala, Atya Tumato, Tumato, Ktiv Acha V'Tumato Alav V'Nichrata. Okay, so that talks about the Vias Mikdash. Ktiv Atam Tamei, which is Kol Anogea B'Meit B'Nefesh Adam Asher Yamud. So there it's Tameiyeh, and it uses the Lashon of O Tumato Bo. So that means to tell me that we compare the two cases. And we have, therefore, a Gzeira Shava, Tumato, Tumato. In which case, just like Mala Halan Onesh V'Azara, just like we just mentioned before, you said, I know where it says that there's a both an Onesh and an Azara on a Bias Mikdash V'Tuma. The Tumato, Tumato is Gzeira Shava, teaches me that the same thing is true of the Tumato that talks about Achilas Basar Kodesh for Tumato. Malahalan Onesh V'Azara, Afkan Onesh V'Azara. Now, I understand why Reish Lakish would not say like Rabbi Yochanan. Because you can never ask on anybody why he doesn't apply Gzeira Shava. He was not Makabo, but the Gzeira Shava goes on this case. Moshe is already going crazy. How could Reish Lakish not be Makabo in love with the Gzeira Shava? Rabbi Yochanan is his Rebbe, so if it's Rebbe, what do you mean? He just missed out on that? So then if he's arguing with Rabbi Yochanan, why is Rabbi Yochanan tell him, listen here, little boy. I'm telling you there's Gzeira Shava, now you listen. An excellent question. But remember that there's always a question of applicability of Gzeira Shava. In other words, which particular place does the Gzeira Shava refer to? It may be that we're arguing about that. So in any event, you can't ask about the use of Gzeira Shava. Fine. So he didn't learn that Gzeira Shava refers to this case. But Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone, my great Lakish. Why does Rabbi Yochanan have to come on to Tani Bargala and say that that is a sufficient mikar? Because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't want to say to Resh Lakish, because he learns that the whole Kodesh Lotiga is an amazing thing. It's a limud that you're chayav on truma betuma, which is really unbelievable, because as we're going to see, that means that Rabbi Yochanan is being more machmer on truma benegia than he is on Kodesh Benegia, which Tosfos says is crazy. How could that possibly be? We'll get to this in a moment. So he learns that that's telling me an Azara Latruma, and it's telling me that touching Truma in the event that you are a Tvul Yom, in the case of the Isha over here, she's a Tovelet Yom Arupa, that nonetheless it's an Isser Diorita. That's what I need the Pusik for. And how does Resh Lakish know that? Resh Lakish Azar Latruma Minale. He says, doesn't the Pusik say in the central Pusik that teaches me about being careful of Ish, Mizera, Aaron? So that's the central Pusik of how to deal with Kachin Betuma. So it says over there, Behut Sarua, Ozav, Bekodashim, Lo Yochal, Ara, Sheyitar, Vahanogeya, Bechol, Tamei Nefesh, or Yishashat Tzevimen of Shechva Zera, all of that is utter in being Metame Truma and so on and so forth. So what's the problem? Eze Udava, I know what your problem is. That's Kodesh, that's not Truma. Here it says Bechol Kodesh, I could extend that into Truma. But what would make me say that this Pasuk of Yish is a reference to Truma and not to Kodesh? Because Ish Mizera Aaron would include even women. Was there Mizera Aaron? In which case, find me an example where a woman is allowed to eat and is not allowed to touch a shvist bear. Go ahead. Aha, couldn't find it, right? Oh, I know what you're thinking, smarty pie. You're thinking, sure we have a case like that. Mura min akachin. A mura min akachin, because of a shok, is muteret l'nachin. So it could be referring to Kodesh. And I saw your sneaky little smile. But mura min akachin is not a good example. Why? Because it isn't really always true about a woman mizera aharon. Suppose this woman went ahead and got married, and now she's left without her husband. She's divorced, she's an almana. What's the din? She goes back to her husband's home, to her father's home, Lagabe Achilas Truma. But if you'll recall, we learn out that she never goes back to Achilas Mura Menakotcha. Vehi Betrumata Kodashim Lo Tochel. So that means you can't really compare a male to a female in anything but Truma, where they have precisely the same din. So if that's the case, Tanya's Resh Lakish, it's telling you an Isser of Negia B'Truma. So what do you want? Aviyom is a Truma, V'idah. What are you talking about over there? It says not to eat. Well, I'm not talking about not eating, right? I mean, Ahula Achila, over here you're talking about the Negia. V'Resh Lakish. Hai B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga L'Achilu Di'ata. You're telling me that the Pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga comes along Resh Lakish to say that is a Chiddush, that you're not allowed to eat Basar Kedesh Betuma. That's what it's coming for. Not what Rabbi Yochanan learns, it's coming to tell me a din of Isser Negia Betuma. But that's not true, because we know that even Resh Lakish himself says otherwise. Ahumi boile le tome shenaga bekodesh, ditmar. Tome shenaga bekodesh, Resh Lakish says, is loka. Where does he know that he's loka? Obviously from this azara. So how can you learn it to tell me the din of achilas kodesh if it's really a din of nagea bekodesh? Rabbi Yochanan reina loka. Resh Lakish says you're loka, it says bechol kodesh lo tiga. I don't understand. Doesn't that mean not to touch? So if you do touch, then you're chayim malchus. Now, how can Rabbi Shlokesh, who just learned from the Chol Kodesh Lo Tiga that you get Malkus on the Gi of Kachim Betumas Aguv, use that to tell me this new Azara over here of Achilas Tuma, Achilas Kodesh Betumas Aguv? No, because, you see, weren't you disturbed by the fact that Rish Lakish, remember, I jumped ahead and I told you the end of the sugya, right? The end of the sugya is that we understand from the context of a Chol Kodesh Lo Tiga, Ve'ela Mikdash Lo Tavo, referring to Yoledes, but obviously we extrapolate this to any Tuma and to any Tvul Yom. So now, you cannot say, says Rish Lakish, that it means Nigiyah, because there's no such thing as a Chiyav Karis on Nigiyah. Ever. We never find such a thing. The only time the Torah is Mechayev Karis is in ingestion. So it's got to be talking about ingestion. Fine. So that must be the Makar for the Isser Lav on someone Betum'at HaGuf who's going to ingest Kodesh. Now we find that Rish Lakish says, no, doesn't mean that. It means Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga, you can't touch. But I thought you just said that it can't mean that. Therefore, time is Rish Lakish. There's two separate levels to this. One is the actual meaning of the pasuk, which needs to be analyzed contextually. Contextually, it has to be referring to the lav for achila. But the other is the crazy fact that's bothering all of us. Why in the world would you call eating touching? So it's from the way that the Torah puts it that it's coming to tell us, and by the way, you shouldn't touch it either. And not that that's the primal issue, because the prime issue over here is the one that's Chayav Karis, obviously, because it puts it together with Ela Mikdash Lo Tavo. It's such a beautiful lemur. So we managed to get maximum information density by using the Lashon of the Gia, but clarifying contextually that it can't mean the Gia in terms of its actual Pasuk of Karis. Brilliant. So we have two separate lemurim over here. And that's Mida Afke Rachmana Balashon Nigia. That this we learn from the Lashon of the Nigia. But the Azhara is because of the Hekesh of Kodesh Lamigdash. Because Kodesh Lotika Valamigdash Lotavo. Yeah, okay, that's very smart. I understand. The problem is none of it is true. Because Rish Lakish uses this pasuk as something else. So sneaky. Vakati Lachyu Data. I thought that we're using this to teach me a halacha of the din of the Isser of Achila Betuma even before you're with the Zorek, the dam, for the shlamim that you're eating it from. Because we have this major machlokas. We don't talk like this. Rish Lakish says you're loka. Rabbi Yochanan says you're not loka. You're only loka, according to Rabbi Yochanan, where you already did whatever was necessary to be matir this baser ba'achila, and meaning that you did the zrikas adam of the carbon, and now somebody tell me goes ahead and eats that baser. But if before it's even mutter to eat, a tummy eats it, then it's not included in a special iser of tuma. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're potter. What's the machlok? It's Rish Lakish, Omer Loke. Oh my God, he's doing it again. B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga. Now he's using it for something totally different. B'chol Kodesh. Even Kodesh that was before its Heter Achila Trezika. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, of course it doesn't mean that. Rabbi Yochanan is going with Shitato, because remember, Rabbi Yochanan says, we have that Gezer Shava. Tumato, Tumato, right? Where does the Tumato appear over here in the Torah? Immediately after the din of Zrikas Adam. So it's coming to tell me that you should go ahead. Kol Tahor Yochal Basar. Where's Kol Tahor Yochal Basar? After Zrikas Adam. Is the pasuk immediately poor? V'hanefesh asher tochal v'tumato alav. Asher tochal what? Asher tochal what I just told you. Namely, Kol Tahor Yochal Kodesh, which is Kodesh that is Mutter. So that teaches me that any Kodesh that has not yet been made Mutter for an Achila B'Tahor is not Osir for the Achila B'Tahor. Not in the Isser of Kodesh of a Tahor that was Ochal B'Tahor Kodesh. Okay, fine. This is all very nice. But anyway, now we've got Reish Lakish sneaking in yet a different lima from the pasuk of Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga. So how can he use it to tell me the two limudim that we just said before? One of them, a remez from Tiga, Loshen Nigiyah, and one of them from the comparison, Vela Mikdash Lo Tavo, which means it has to be Ba'achila. Yeah, says Reish Lakish, you know, you guys are so insensitive. It's with you. There, we're learning it from the separate thing. What do you need Bekol for? Bad. Bekodesh, lo tocha. Bekodesh, lo tiga. Bekol kodesh, lo tiga. So the Bekol is coming to tell me yet a third halacha that refers to any kodesh, even kodesh that's not mutar bashila. Talk about that case. If you hold that there's an Isser in the Gia itself, a literal Isser in the Gia, it would have to be talking about that somebody says, oh, come on, have a little piece of meat, yum, 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 and puts it right in there. Or, of course, it's possible to be eating it like a Chinaman. You pick up two sticks, they're not Mekabel Truma, and they're not Transfer Truma, so there's no problem with that, you put them to your mouth, right? Okay, well, lots of possibilities. You could also open your mouth and really wide if you're a snake.
With a stick alone, that's not going to be out. If you would only stick, take his...
That's right. That's what you were asking. How did you manage to eat it without media? That's what it does. That's exactly what you're telling me. You put it in your mouth. You never touched it. Yeah. Okay, anyway, so that comes from the word bakol. So here's Reish Lakish learning three completely different halachas from all in the same pasuk. And in fact, Tanya Kavasi the Reish Lakish, bakol kodesh lotiga is an azara for eating. It's not what it says. Maybe it's what it says. Oeinu ela azara lenogia. Tamud lomar bakol kodesh lotiga vela migdash lotavo. Makish kodesh lo migdash, ma migdash is a dober sheesh bo netilat neshama is a chiyuv karet. Half kol the rest of the pasuk is a reference to a dober sheesh bo netilat neshama ve'ibe negiyah. If we're talking about an iser negiyah, where do we ever find an iser karet by negiyah? Mi'ika netilat neshama. Therefore, the context itself is mechayev that it's a reference to Achila. Today's daf for review in the second Makot is daf Yodalad, and we were holding on Rabbi Yitzchak on the fourth line daf. Rabbi Yitzchak is the third sheep. Rabbi Yitzchak omer chavik mito chichlalo yu velome yatsit karet ba'achoto ladunum bikaret velo b'malach v'rabbanan. Indeed, that's a very good point. Karet ba'achoto lamalim. Ha! For the most important thing in the world, the chalek, ked Rabbi Yochanan. Yom Rabbi Yochanan, im asa'an kulam ba'alem echad, your chayev a separate korban al kol achat ve'achat. Rabbi Yitzchak v'chalek min olay. He's got to know it from somewhere. Nafkalei mi ve'al isha, v'idatun rata. Well, I should hope she's an isha. So it's the chayev al kol isha v'isha. V'rabbona nami, tevekli miha, inochi nami. You could learn it from there. So karet achoto lomali. What? That's a joke. Pshita. Hare gufa mukhwakim, hare shemot mukhwakim. No. Lechaivo alachoto. Shehi achot aviv. Shehi achot imo. In apoichia. Vehechem hashkachat labrishia barashia. Rabbi Yitzchak homin ole. Nafkele mikal bachomer. The time. Rabbi Akiva shalki is Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yashub. Itli shalimum shalachulikach behim alamishtu benoshir Rabbi Gamliel. אבל אחותו שיחות אביו שיחות עם אומן אינו חייב הכל לא מלאכת הוא חייב הכל אחת ואחת אמרו לו זו לא שמענו אבל שמענו אבל חמש ראשים נידות אלה מאחד שחייב הכל אחת ואחת ונראים דברים מקו החומר ומה נדע ששם אחד חייב הכל אחת ואחת כאן ששלושה שמות לא קושקן ואידך כמה אפל מן נצקו החומר פריחה מה לנדע שכן גופים מוחלקים. Yeah, that's a very good point. Kavachomer prichahu, alanafkele miachotor de seifa, v'idach, Achoto de Sefer, Lomeli, that's, we just had that Russia. L'chaivol Achoto bat Avivu bat Imo, which was the whole Makar of Enon Hashim in Adin, which is what we started at the beginning of the Masechta. And Rabbi Yitzchak v'idach, well, Ibaitem Agomar Onesh Mi'asara, that in Onesh Mi'adin, because in Mazir Mi'adin. Ibaitem Anafkale Mi'achoto de Reisha. Because obviously, Bata Vivo Batimo is Achoto, so why does it have to say Kachta Achoto? Bata Vivo Batimo. The Irak, Umabai Lele Chamek, Karet, Limifatein Vele Sak, the Shemin Amishka. The Irak, Stavala Kurbalazar, Merbo Shaya. The Omer of Elazar, Merbo Shaya, Komakom, Shatamotse, Shnei Lavin, the Karet Echad, the Lavin themselves are Chalukin in the Korban, the single key of Karet. V'boitema lo savalak Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yoshaya, and nonetheless nafkele from the pasuk of the isha she yishkavet isha dava v'idak no ahumi bar lele Rabbi Yochanan yom Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai minayin shein aisha tmeya ad she yetsay madva derech ervata shenema v'isha she yishkavet isha dava v'gilat ervata melamed shein aisha tmeya ad she yetsay madva derech ervata. There it's clear. But the Tamesha Achalat HaKodesh, I mean the Onesh, is very clear. HaNefesh HaShetokal Basar Mizevach HaShlamim HaShel Hashem V'Tumato HaLav V'Nichrata. You couldn't make it any more clear. But I don't know where the Azar is. Azar Aminayim. Means don't eat. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tani Bardala Atya Tumato Tumato Agzereshava Tivachava Tumato Alav Yechata Uchtivata Tameye O Tumato Bo Malalan Onish Azara Afkan Onish Azara. So Bishlam Rishlak Shlamak Rabbi Yochanan the Agzereshava Loganir. Hello, Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone, I'm a Kresh Lakish. Amar lecha, ahu azara l'truma. So now I told you, I forgot to conclude my question, but I told you during the Lima, the Tosis points out that it's crazy. That would mean that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're more makbar on the Gias Truma than we are on the Gias Kodesh. Because he says that there is no azara for the Gias Kodesh later. So therefore, Tosis brings a sheet to that. It doesn't mean over here that you get makas. But Azara de Truma means that there's an Isser on that you can be Mektame Truma over here and you passel it Ad Melot Yemei Tarav the Yoledet, which teaches me that the Tfulas Yom Aruch, which is the case over here, is Pasel's Truma Benedia. But he's not coming to tell me. Okay, Akiva, okay. Enough is enough. How are we supposed to teach when you put such cute kids in the camera? So, that comes to tell me that the halacha is that it's mitami. Okay, alright, but that's the side point. Getting back to the main thing. So that's referring to an azara letruma. Resh Lakish azara letruma minale, afremish ish, mizera aron vutsuru azal. Tell me, what is an ish, mizera Aaron? Would have to include something that is shoveh, because zera shalar, abi omezu truma, bida, that's true, but that's la'achila, this is l'negia. Resh Lakish, hai b'chol kodeshoti ka'alachi de'ata? I thought Resh Lakish himself says, only by le'le tomei shenaga b'kodesh. Deit mar tomei shenaga b'kodesh, Resh Lakish amer loke, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's no malchus. That's why it was so strange. He's made it, he's signing, there is Malkus by Truma, but there's no Malkus by Kodesh. Which is why Tosfos had to switch it to say that indeed there's no Malkus. It's referring to the din of Psul of Truma. I thought we learned it before for Azara L'Truma. It's the lotion of Negia itself. It's a separate thing. The Azara is from the Hekish Kodesh L'Migdash. But there's a third thing. Akati L'Akri D'Yata V'Bayla Yatom Shachol Basim Kodesh L'Fnei Zvikas Dami. Deitma. From this same passage, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loka. Rish Lakish Amar Loka, the whole Kodesh Lo Tiga, Lo Shalom Flay Zrika, Lo Shalom Yachas Zrika. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loka, this is Rabbi Yochanan Lataini, because he learns the whole thing out from the Gzereshav of Tumato Tumato. And over there, the whole context of Tumato, Chitiv Tumato, is Dafka after we learned out from the Pasuk of Kol Tahor Yochal Basar. Then it says, Vanefesh Asher Yochal V'Tumato Allah. So it's only in the context of Basar that you're allowed to eat as Kol Tahor Yochal Basar. V'Chitiv Tumato Le'Yachas Rito Adichtiv. So how can Rish Lakish use it for two other things and then say he's using it to teach me for the Isra Bachila before Zrikas Dam? No! He's learning it from a completely different tier, from the word kol. The kol kodesh lo tiga naftale. And in fact, I think of us in Rish Lakish, the kol kodesh lo tiga, even the first thing in Rish Lakish, kol kodesh lo tiga, azaral ochel. Atome azaral ochel, o eno ela azaral nogia, tamud lomar bechol kodesh lo tiga, vela migdash lo tapo. Makish kodesh le migdash, ma migdash, davar sheish po netilat neshama, meaning karet, af kol davar sheish po netilat neshama. And if you want to take it literally, b'negiya mi'ika netilat neshama, therefore the primary use of the posuk is achila. The lashon of negiya comes to add an isur lav, but for the din of negiya. All right, Rabbi Yisrael, that was a lot of fun. Have a chodesh tov and mevorach. Today's daf is Masechet Makot, when the third parak, Elohim Elokim, we're holding on daf Yudalid. And we got up to Rabbi Yitzchak on the fourth line, right at the beginning. So we had a three-way machlokas yesterday about the relationship of the Chiyuv Koreit and to both Malkuth and to the question of Chiyuv Emitat Beitin to Malkuth. So three shitas. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, no Chiyuv Karet is ever a Chiyuv Malkuth. According to Rabbi Akiva, every Chiyuv Karet is a Chiyuv Malkuth, but not one that's coupled to a Mitat Beitin either. We have two approaches. Either because an Azara Shinitan Azarat Mitat Beitin in Lo Kinalav, or because Kidei Risha Achat Atam Mechayvon. Then we had Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you could be chayev either, or perhaps both. The other way of learning it was originally, you could be chayev on a lav for karet, for malkot, if that's the hatra you got, or for mita. So now, getting we discussed the two shitot of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael yesterday. Today, let's take a look at Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak came out of left field to say that the Torah specifically tells us that karet means only karet and not malchus. If you recall, this is how he learned it. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, chayavei kritut bechlal hayu. The truth is, now Rashi learns this, and this is why we learned it yesterday, that the chayavei kritut on the arayot are a general rule. As it says, mikol ha-toevot v'nichritu. So anyone who does any of these above arayot is going to become chayev karet. In which case, we have to ask ourselves, why then does it say v'nichretu le'enei b'nei amam when it comes to sleeping with a sister? So lama yatzat karet ba'achotah. Must be to stress once again, leduno b'karet v'lo b'malkot. So it's coming to tell me dafka karet and not malkot. This is how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns it a little bit differently, which is, in a way, sharper than Rashi's limud. Because Tosfos points out it doesn't say bichlal kol ha'arayot ayu, which is what it always says when it's making that drush. In other words, when it's comparing the overall chiyuv in kiddushin, I mean in achrimot to the specific koreit in kiddushin. So usually it says bichlal kol arayot ayu v'lama yatsa, and so on. Here it doesn't say bichlal kol arayot; it just says bichlal. So Tosfos learns that bichlal means the pashtus would have been if we didn't know otherwise. Even Rabbi Yitzchak says, if it says don't do something in the Torah, we already learned out that im bina kota rasha, don't do, includes every lot. Therefore, when it says bichlal hayu, it means bichlal the chiyav of malchus. That's the pshat. So if that's the case, why mention karet again by Yachoto? To tell me that it's only karet and not malchus. In other words, the way Tesis is learning the original reference to bichlal was bichlal the chiyav of malchus, which would have normally accrued to anybody who was over. But, I mean, it boils down really to the same issue. So, in any event, Rabbi Yitzchak is left with the din that there's no chiyav malchus on an issur karet. Says the Gemara, that's a good point, I mean, because the Rabbanan haven't explained why it was necessary to have a separate v'nichrut alenei b'nei amam by achoto, karet b'achoto, lamali. Well, that's simple. If it wouldn't have said karet by one of the arayot specifically, so would we not have thought that the general rule of kol ha-toevot ha-elu means that you'd be chayiv one korban chatos? You did all of the arayot. There's one karet, one chiyuv chatos. Once you give me an example of one of the arayot and you say there's karet on this erva, which I already know, so now it becomes lamino kol ha-kol kulo yatsa. Why I'll speak about it? Must become Gatishmi, that any one of the arayot has its own separate karet. And what is that nogeh? I mean, you can only get karet once. It's nogeh, the chiyav of chatat. But if it's done b'shogeg, you would bring a separate korban chatas for each one of these arayot. Rabbi Yochanan. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, she'imasa'an kolam be'elei mechad, chayav kol achat v'echad. So now, if you did all of the arayot without there being anything else that was in between. So in other words, the shogeg was on the fact that there's such a thing as sexual sin. The guy never heard of such a thing. So the fact that they're gufim mechulakim would be so. Gufim mechulakim for what? And the fact that they're isurim mechulakim, so for what? Unless I know that it's a chalek. If it's a chalek, so now I understand that there's telling me. It's shaykh to get a separate chiyuv for each one, even though it was all one hairline. So why doesn't Rabbi Yitzchak need that? Rabbi Yitzchak, I mean, doesn't he need to know that there's a mekor for chiyuv chatos in each one of the arayot separately? If he's learning now the achoto that was yotze, that it means to tell me that there's only... What the heck? If he's using it to tell me that you're only chayiv on karet and not on malchus, then how does he know that it's coming to tell me l'chalek, l'lamed al kol ha-klal kulo? Nafkale, that he learns from the etz word isha. Ve'el isha benida tumata. Why does it say isha? Say ve'el nida betumata. I mean, obviously it's an isha nida. So that's coming to tell me that you're chayiv a kol isha ve'isha. So we already see from there that there's a separate chayiv on the person qua person. V'rabbonu nami, typically miho, why can't the rabbonu learn it out from there? Why do they need the separate karet from achoto? In Achinami, the truth is they do. Okay, so if they do, and we're back to our question. So what did they do with the additional karet at achoto, which Rabbi Yitzchak is learning to tell me means karet and not malchut? So lomali, that is to be machayev separate for a case where someone sleeps with three types of achots. So his own achot, and his father's sister, and his mother's sister. Does anyone understand? Why do I need a separate treasure with that pshita? In every way, first of all, they're separate bodies. Anyway, when you're sleeping with a separate individual, there'd be a separate chiyav. Sarei gufin mechulakim. And harei shemot mechulakim. Not only that, I mean, there's completely separate isurim. Who cares that there are all achots? No, you misunderstand me. What I'm saying is to be mechayev when the same person is your achot in three ways. She's your sister, your father's sister, your mother's sister, and it's all one person. Classic Appalachia. So where do we find such a case? The only place that we would find such a thing is Berushia Barashia. So in other words, one guy had to start off now sleeping with his mother. He has two daughters with his mother, who are also his sisters. One of these daughters now he sleeps with, and he has a son. So now this son is both a brother and a father's sister, because they have the same mother, father and the sister, and the sister of his mother, this other sister, the second sister. He had two daughters. So that same person is his own sister, because they share the same father. It's his mother's sister, because they do share the same father. It's his father's sister, because they share the same mother, because the father slept with his own mother to have her. So that means it's one person now that represents three achots. For that, I need to have the pasuk to tell me that each one of these achots is separate. Rabbi Yitzchak, coming only. Okay, so now Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't have, he uses achotcha to tell me Karet is not Malkus. So how does he know that? Oh, that he knows from the famous Kal Vachomer and the story where Rabbi Akiva says, the Tanya, I'm Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti et Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Yeshua. I remember the exact situation. We were walking through the meat market in Imum, and they were going to be making now the Chatanah of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel's son, and we were busy looking, selecting over there the right animal for the wedding. So we asked Haba Lachotot, Shiachot Aviv, Shiachot Imo Mahu, what would be the din in this exact case? It's the same place. Do we say, should we look at this as basically one individual represents three achayot? Or would there be a separate chiyah for these separate issurim? Omrulo, so they answered him, Zulo Shama. This exact case, I don't know. We never heard this exact case. Aval, Shamana, we do have now a limud that we were makabal. Then Aval, Chamesh Nashim Nidot Be'alem Echad. Say somebody sleeps with five separate women. All of them are Nidot. He never heard anything about Nidot. The din over there is Yizchayev. For each one of these women, a separate carbon. Now, even though that's not this case, but it would appear to be a Kal Vachomer, a Nir and Dvorim Kal Vachomer. If Nida, which is all one Isser, your Chayav HaKol Achat VeAchad, over here, where there's three separate Isserim, why shouldn't she become a Chayav HaKol Achat VeAchad? To which, of course, Rabbanan, who needed to learn out this din from the Kores Be'achoto, says it's ridiculous. Kal Vachomer Prichi, you understand? You bring me a case where you have separate women, where the whole problem was, it's one woman. So the Malani Dashken Gufin Mukhlakin, you're talking about over there, separate individuals, of course separate individuals. You're chayev on each individual, that we know. That's a given. Yeah, you know, and according to Rabbi Yitzchak, what kind of limit is that? V'lidatami avare kavachomer prichi. I mean, it is a meaningless kavachomer. Okay. So now, let's consider the overall structure over here, where he may learn it out from. Now, before we do this, I want to point out to you that we really do have, if you will recall, first, two separate parshas of Arayos. Remember, we have Achrimot and Kedoshim. In Kedoshim, we have a list of all of the Chiyuv, whatever the Chiyuv Mita is. In this case, it's the Chiyuv Karet. Besides the overall statement of Mikol HaToivot HaElo V'Nichrit. Now, what's interesting is, you maybe want to pass out even a chumash. What's interesting is that there's a lot of what appears to be repetition and a lot of what appears to be needless specification in both of these parashiyot. So I think it would be worthwhile to open up to Vayikra. First, let's take a look at Vayikra Yuchet in the parash of Achrimot. So over there, we have two psukim that deal with the issue of achotcha. Take a look at Posik Tet first. Ervat achotcha bat avicha o bat imecha. So you'll notice that it only speaks over here of half-sisters. Either your father's daughter or your mother's daughter. Moledet bayit or moledet chut, whether that's illicit marriage or an illicit marriage. Lo tegale ervata, you can't sleep with your sister. Move on one Posik after that. Posik Yeralim. Ervat bat eshet avicha. Moledet avicha. Your father's wife's daughter, who is also the daughter of your father, achotchahi lo tegaler avata. So we have over here, on the simple level, two separate situations. The first one is talking about a woman that is either married to your father, not married to your father, it's irrelevant. The father raped a woman, married a woman, illicitly married a woman. Who cares? She could be a mamzeret. It doesn't matter, but the bottom line is, she's your sister. But it doesn't say a full sister. The pasuk after that, in pasuk Yud-Aleph, where it says, bat eshet avicha. Obviously, he's got to be talking about something else, because bat eshet avicha now implies that the achutcha, he is only where your father is married to this woman. It doesn't make sense. You just said a moment ago, whether he's married to her or not. So what are you saying, bat eshet avicha? Therefore, the partial meaning of this pasuk is that it's coming to exclude a woman that couldn't have ishut at all. It's not referring to a specific case of this conception. It's referring to whether the woman has ishut. So in other words, if your father sleeps with a shifcha, knanit, or with a goya, so then there's no iser in your sleeping with the offspring of your father. So even though biologically she is your sister, but she's not halachically your sister. Good. Okay. But on the other hand, the simple meaning of the verse, bat eshet avicha, moledet avicha. When it says moledet avicha, it's referring over here, lichora, to a woman who is also your father's wife's daughter and your father's daughter, in which the father's wife may be your mother. Doesn't specify one way or the other, correct? So it certainly seems to allow for the possibility of its being both your sister from father and mother, or your sister from father alone. Nowhere does it say over here, your sister from mother alone, but in the previous pasuk it did. It says, obat imech. Now, the question is, what about a case where lamaisa, it is beferish both bat avicha, obat imech, and bat imech? Where is the azhara? On that, so Chazal learned out from the repetitive, achutchahi. Why isn't it a kal v'chomer? It is, but ein mazirin min adin. Fine. Now, if you take a look in Kedoshim, in Perek Chaf, we'll see that there's a much more extensive description. And over there, the Pasuk says that, and it repeats there too, a word that doesn't seem to be necessary in Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ve'ish asher yikach et achoto bat aviv o bat imo. Once again, it specifies either or. Someone who, here it's talking about what happens if you do over on the Isser in Achrimo. So a man who will take his sister who is either his father's daughter or his mother's daughter. So there it says, v'nichritu le'enei am, b'nei amam, which is the drush that we spoke about before. Ervat achoto gila, which is completely unnecessary. That's what you just said. So what's the ervat achoto gila? Avono yisa. So let's remember what we've done so far. What we've looked at is the fact that it says here, v'nichritu le'enei b'nei amam, despite the fact that at the end of the parsha, it talks about doing any of these isurim, that you'll be chayev karet. That's all that we've spoken about so far. When we came now to describe what the halacha is in the case in which it's the same individual, so you have one person who is all of these achots, so that is what the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yitzchak, that's both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, who maintain that there is no pasuk that's coming to tell me karet and not malchus. No such pasuk. So they use that pasuk to tell me this case, where she's both achotcha and achot aviv and achot imo. Okay, how do we know now, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, how do we know if we don't have this kal v'chomer? Says Rabbi Yitzchak, from this closing achoto, ervat achoto gila, here in Kedoshim, which is completely unnecessary, that adds the case where you have the same woman who is three achotos. She's achotcha, she's achotimcha, she's achot avicha. That's what it's coming to talk about. All right, but what do Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel do with that extra achoto, since they used the very fact that it says koret ba'achoto to tell me that? V'idach, achoto de seifa lomali. Ah! You'll notice that the pasuk only said over here, ish asher yikachet achoto bat aviv, o bat imo. But how about if achoto would be both bat aviv u bat imo? How do we know that there's a chiyuv of karet? So even though it's a kal v'chomer, if the Torah is a chiyuv of karet on a half sister, would there not be a chiyuv of karet on a full sister? No, not necessarily. Why? Because even though kal v'chomer can teach me halacha, it cannot teach me onashim. Because you never know. Some are masbir, you never know when, where you're using logic, you never know when you overlooked something. So maybe one day someone will come up with a way in which this is not necessarily logical. Or, because how do you know that onesh isn't specifically tailored as a kapara for a particular sin, and this is not what it was tailored for? Maybe this is too chomer to be tailored for this chiyah. Whatever. But certainly that's the klal. The fact that the Torah had to teach us a separate achoto in the seifa is clearly indicative of our being unable to learn this out for pure logic. So you don't say because of the fact that she is definitely your achot from both sides. No, that doesn't follow.
Well, what happened to the regular Israelite? She still has that.
Not when it comes to an erva. It comes to an erva. This is a different erva. Right? If it was just a description of Isurim, so you're right, but here it's a description of Kirva. Fine. Okay, so then that teaches us the problem is now Rabbi Yitzchak, who doesn't have the Achotcha that is repeated in the end of the Pasuk, how exactly, he doesn't have Ervat Achotu Gila. So how does, because he needed that already. He needed that to tell me the case of the Tri Achot in one person. The Appalachian Achot. So how does he know now, this din, that a full Achot from both Bat Aviv and Bat Imo is a Chiev as exactly the same as a half Achot, the Idach? Well, first of all, Ibait Ima, Gamar Onesh Mi Azara. Fact is that if you look back in Achremot, as we saw earlier, it does say in Achremot the other Posek, the Posek that stresses that bat eshet avicha, moledet avicha, achotcha hi, where over there, if she's moledet avicha, and she's bat eshet avicha, she might clearly be your mother's daughter as well, who was married to your father, correct? So I already see that the Torah is willing to give me an azhara on a woman who is both my father's daughter and my mother's daughter. It doesn't care whether it's my mother's daughter or not, but it certainly is allowing her to be my mother's daughter. So in the same way that there's the azhara from that pasuk, I can take a look at that azhara and say, look, Achremot and Kedoshim are basically parallel parshat. In Achremot we have the azhara. In Kedoshim we have the onesh. If the Torah wasn't mechalik when it came to the azhara between a full sister and a half sister, then it makes sense to say that it's not mechalik when it comes to the onesh as well. So even though it only mentions the half-sister, but in Achremot also there was a pasuk that only mentioned the half-sister. It's in the second pasuk that deals with sisters in Achremot that it mentions a case where it's a full sister. Now the problem is, once that's true, why can't we learn out from there that there's a chiyav in the, where it says, v'nichretu anefashot osot. It says that in Achremot, so that there's a general din of karet on all of the above. Why, therefore, don't the above include a full sister? What do you mean we learn out Kedoshim from Achremot? Don't learn out Kedoshim from Achremot. Just use the onesh that is mentioned there, v'nichretu anefashot osot, back onto the pasuk of bat eshet avicha, who is moledet avicha. And now you know that there's a chiyav karet. This troubles Tosfos. So Tosfos suggests that the pasuk, in the pasuk itself, is limited to its direct application. Whatever it says beferish in that pasuk is included. But whatever needs to be derived from it is not included. So since the simple meaning of the pasuk is coming to tell me a woman who is not your mother, but who at least could be married to your father, even though if she isn't, but she's not a goya, she's not a shifcha. So memela, I can't learn out directly the v'nichretu there to teach me the din of the onesh anachotu. Okay? All right. So now we understand where everyone is at. The only problem is over here that we've come out without a mekor na'av. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, we learn out the onesh from the azara. But there's another possibility. V'ibayit ema nafkele. Me'achoto dereisha. You've ignored an extra word over here. Because why would it be necessary to say the et achoto bat aviv o bat imo? I mean, I would have thought that yishkav bat aviv o bat imo sort of says it, that she's your sister. I mean, you're not adding anything by saying your sister who is bat aviv o bat imo.
So that word achoto we've never spoken about. We spoke about the achoto that's repeated in the Sefer. We spoke about the achotcha that's mentioned in Achremot, from where we learn that all women, whether they're full sisters or half sisters, it's the same azara. But we never talked about this achoto. So if we learn it from there, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, then that's coming to teach me not only bat avivu bat o bat imo, but also achoto, who is both bat avivu bat imo. Ah, that's very interesting. So now, according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, we now have a hanging word. What do we need that achoto for? You're right. V'idav. So what are they going to do with that word? Ah, that is coming to tell me an additional din of lechalek. I said, what do you mean lechalek? We learned lechalek from the din of isha b'nidat, in which every isha you're chayev separately. So why would we need an additional? And even the case where we had the same isra of achot in the same woman, we also learned out, according to them, from koret that's mentioned by achoto. So why do we need the extra one? We need the extra one to teach me a rule, not to apply it here. There's another fascinating case where we have one karet that is given on a list of isurim. It's not only erva. It's another case that's mentioned in the Mishnah. And we spoke about at the beginning that the Mishnah only talks about interesting cases. It's not mentioning all the cases of malchus, but mentioning only the interesting cases of malchus, which is something to be derived. Now, one of the cases that it speaks about is someone who makes the Shemen HaMishcha and someone who puts the Shemen HaMishcha on a person who is not supposed to be getting that, right? On a czar, let's say. So the truth is that it does say two separate Yisurim. So it talks about Ubaman Kuntolo Tasukamo. You're not supposed to make this thing as an ingredient, with these ingredients. And it also says Al Psar Adam Lo Yisak. You must be careful not to rub the Shemen HaMishcha on a person that isn't requiring the Shemen HaMishcha. When it comes to the karet, it only mentions one karet. It doesn't mention two. So it speaks about both together. Ish asher yirkach kamo, v'asher yitein mimeno alzar, v'nichretu. So how do we know that there would be two separate chiyuvei korban for such a thing? Could you put maybe in the future set it to vibrate? Every telephone has different profiles. Before coming into the daf, if there's an emergency, set it to vibrate, and that way it's going to be less of a hafra. So, that means that it's coming now to teach me this particular case, says the Gemara. Because I don't need it for erva, but I do need it for other things. And what is that? L'chalek karet l'mifatein v'lasach. So let's say a person only makes the Shemen HaMishcha, but he doesn't put it on anybody. He's still chayev. He'd be chayev achatas. How do I know? It only says one karet. I know it for the fact that in the parsha of Erva, which had one karet for a list of all of the arayot, and it repeats that this is true to be mechalek, it means that it's true in other cases as well. So in eno inyan, if we don't have an application of this limud in the parsha of arayot, tneihu inyan. That's what it means. Okay. But now we don't have that limud aliba Rabbi Yitzchak. Now what do we do? V'ida. So what about Rabbi Yitzchak? Oh, he says, I don't need a pasuk for that. That is a general rule. Savalek Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Hoshaya. Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Hoshaya says a general halacha. That kol makom sh'ata motze shnei lavim v'karet echad v'chalukin hein l'korban. You should know that what defines the chilak is not the karet. The karet is irrelevant. The karet is just coming to tell me that this is a type of lav that would be chayev v'chatas if you're over on it. But what defines the separate nature of the chatat is the separate nature of the lav. Therefore, I don't need a special pasuk to tell me that you'd be chayev separately. If I have separate lav, well, of course I'd be chayev separately. Do I need l'chalek when it comes to malchus? I don't need l'chalek. So I need l'chalek for korban. So you're assuming now that the lechalek for korban is because you only had one karet. Nonsense. The general rule is separate lavim, separate chiyuvei chatas. As long as they're lavim, they're b'chayev karet. But whether it mentions karet 20 times, it mentions karet one time, is irrelevant. Okay, now once this is true, and we're saying that this is what Rabbi Yitzchak holds, then that means that we could have now addressed the question of how he knows lechalek at the very beginning by saying he doesn't need to know lechalek. Which case the whole thing falls apart. Because now we're going to need some other drasha for him from what we used at Isha and so on. So that may be. In other words, maybe that it's another drasha. And Achinami, if you hold this, that indeed he was going to see there's an Ibrahim, there's another way to approach it. But if Achinami holds this rule, so we'll have to find another lima that he learns. Tosfos suggests that it's not necessarily the case that we wouldn't need lechalek, because over here we would still have that problem of achoto sheachot aviv sheachot imo, that we would still need, because even though we have separate lavim, that's not the same application of the rule. The application of the rule were where the lavim were not discussing the same act. Where are we going to apply it? Don't make the Shemen HaMishka, don't rub the Shemen HaMishka. There's no connection between those two things. But who's to say that the rule would apply even where it's talking about the same exact act? There we don't know that they would hold that unless you have an indication that there's a chaluka, that there would still be a chaluka lakata'ot, right? So maybe I still need chiluk ba'arayot. Who knows? He suggests that. He doesn't like it himself very much because of other sugyas. It is logically you could have said that. It's mashma elsewhere that's not true. But anyway, that's one approach. Ibait Imam, maybe he doesn't hold the verbal lozen. That's possible. But nafkele me'isha sheyishkavet isha dava. Where he does learn it out from is from the fact that it says, isha sheyishkav es isha dava. And that now is coming to tell me a separate additional isha. Which, what do I need that for? So that is another lechalek. Doesn't require it for erva. So must be applying it to something else. Well, again, with an eno in, and we already learned from el isha benidat tumata, the din that isha is mechulek. So what do I need to know now, once again, in the parsha of the onesh? I need to say the same thing. Et isha dava. You can't say isha sheishkavet nida. Obviously it's an isha. So therefore, this is coming to add something that is a chiluk outside of the parsha of Arayot, and that would be to achieve exactly the same thing that it did Aliba to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, namely to tell me that a mafatim v'sach is also going to be chayev separate chataot. Okay. But this, of course, leaves the extra isha as having no meaning, Aliba, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shmuel. What do they do with that? Sheishkav isha dava. Isha dava? V'gila dervata? So what is that coming to tell me? Ahumi boile v'idach? Ahumi boile v'Rabbi Yochanan. There is a limud that Rabbi Yochanan quoted from Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai from that case. What would be the halacha if, in the course of a medical procedure on, let's say, a hysterectomy or a delivery, which would be Yotzi Dofen, so it's Assyria. What would be the halacha of bleeding, not in the context of birth, through an open uterus? Is such a woman a nida? If there's menstrual blood that's not coming vaginally, that's coming through an actual medical procedure? This comes to teach me that there needs to be an isha dava, which defines it in the normal biological sense of a woman at her menses. Achi yetze madva derech ervata. That's the connection of gilad ervata. So the idea over here is, unless she is bleeding vaginally, there's no din of nida. That's the chiddush. Shema v'isha sheishkavet isha dava v'gilad ervata. Melamed she'ina isha tmei'ah. Achi yetze madva derech ervata. So unless her menstrual blood flows the way it normally does, there's no chiddush. V'tamei she'achalat ha-kodesh. The next case we had in the Mishnah was a person who's tamei who eats kodesh meat. Now, there were, as we said, this is an interesting case. The reason it's an interesting case is because it doesn't seem to appear in the Torah. And therefore the Mishnah mentions it. So we talked about two cases. The reason we talked about one case which is not interesting, which is the case of Habala Migdash Tamei. But the case of Habala Migdash Tamei, besides being a chiyuv karet, is necessary for our understanding of tamei she'achalat hakodesh, as we shall see. So bishlema bala migdash tamei. Okay, That is a pretty classic case. It says the onesh, and it says the azara. Because the posik says, beferish kolan ogea b'meit, benefesh adam asher yamut. This is this week's parsha. We're going to be reading tomorrow. So it says over there, v'nechrata nefesh ayim Yisrael, kimei nidalo zarakalav, tamei yeh. There it says, it's mishkan Hashem timei, v'nechrata. So this person now had come into the Mishkan Hashem, it was Batami the Mishkan Hashem, and he is therefore going to be Chayev. That's his onesh. And it says over there, the idea of V'lo yatamut machanehem, which is the Isser. And so we have a classic Azara, onesh, talking about Karet, and therefore Lav, according to Rabbi Akiva. But the second case, I don't understand. Tamesh achalat HaKodesh. I mean, I know that it does say, "Anefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlamim asher l'Hashem v'tumato alav v'nichrata." That I know it says, but I don't know where it says not to. I only know that it says you'll get an onesh. The rule is, however, that without an azara, we can't give you malchus. So it's all very nice to say, "Okay, v'nichrata." We said azara for karet you don't need. We proved that yesterday. But why wouldn't we need the Azara to be included in the Mishnah for Chiyuv Malkus? So Azara Minayin. Says Reish Lakish, I learned that out of the simple meaning of the Pasuk. Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga. It says, do not touch any Kodesh. Now, we're going to see that somehow that becomes, do not eat the Kodesh. Tamesh Ochal Es HaKodesh. It's going to take us some time to get to see that, but that's how Reish Lakish understands the Pasuk. So Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga is the Azara for Achilas Kodshim Betuma, which is an Isser Karet, and does not mean not to touch, where it never says anything about Karet, that would only be an Isser Lav. That's not what it means. How he knows it's not what it means, we're going to see. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Toni Bardala, Atya Tumato Tumato. It's actually, we learn it out from Gzeira Shabbat. It says, V'tumato Alav V'nichrata, which we just spoke about, where someone now is going to be v'tumato alav, who's going to eat asher tochal mipsar zevach hashlamim. But it also says, tamei yeh od tumato bo, in the pasuk of kol hanogea b'meit b'nefesh. Tamei yeh od tumato bo. So apparently, in the same way that over there we have the azara and the onesh, ma lahalan onesh v'azara, afkan onesh v'azara, so it's coming to include the iser on the ochel as well. So malahalan onesh v'afkan onesh v'azara. So now, look, I understand why Reish Lakish doesn't want to come on to this convoluted limud. First of all, it's unnecessary. Secondly, he may not even have ever heard this gzera shava, but doesn't need the gzera shava. So Bisham Reish Lakish Omer to Rabbi Yochanan, okay, gzera shava lo gomri. I don't need to understand whether he's got a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. But the truth is, it's the simple meaning of the pasuk, the way Reish Lakish is learning it. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the straightforward azara of Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga? Why does he say that that in and of itself is insufficient to be an azara for the case that we're looking for, which is a Tame Sh'achal HaKodesh? Why doesn't he say Reish Lakish? Or Malacha, he says, well, because that's not talking about Basar Kodesh. That is talking about Truma, Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga. And therefore, it cannot be used as Azara for Achilas Kodeshim. Reish Lakish. So now Reish Lakish doesn't hold that it's an Azara L'Truma, because how does he have an Azara L'Truma? Reish Lakish Azara L'Truma Min Aleh. Nafkele, that he learns out from a different parsha. He learns this out from Ish Ish, Mizera Aaron, V'hutzarua Ozav, B'Kodashim Lo Yochal. Now B'Kodashim Lo Yochal, Adasher Yitar Yurtzei, refers to Kodesh, and maybe that should be the Isser, the Azara? No. Because that's got to be talking about the case of Truma. How do I know? Because it says, Ish Ish Mizera Aharon. Mizera Aharon seems to refer to any Zera of Aharon. Male or female, it's Mizera Aharon. Now there's only one thing in which it makes no difference if you're a male or female, terms of your rights, and that's Truma. Even those chalokim of Kadesh, which are given to be eaten by the Kayanim in their homes, by their women as well, let's say, Basar Chazev Eshop. Right? So why can't it mean that that's what it's referring to? Someone who would eat Basar Kedesh, including Chazev Eshok, which is called Zera Aaron. Oh, the reason is because a woman never has independent rights to Chazev Eshok. She does have independent rights to Achilas Truma. So let's say her husband now dies and she is not left with children from a Yisrael. She'll go back to being a Kohenet. And she'll eat Mikayach, going back as a Kohenet. But if such a case would leave her with Chazav Ashok, she'd be also to eat Chazav Ashok. We learn out the Truma he chazered, Ve'eno chazered l'Chazav Ashok. So that means if we're talking about something which is called Zera Arein, all the time it's called Zera Arein. It's got to be referring to Truma. That's the only thing that would be called Zera Arein. Therefore, says Rish Lakish, if that's the reference to Truma, so then this can't be a reference to Truma, where it says here, L'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga. And therefore, it's coming to teach me Dafka, the din of a Tameh that he shouldn't eat Kedesh. That's how I understand it. And there, let's see that inside. Ezel Davar.
Not just the Kohen.
Anyone is Tameh. L'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga. This is not this pasuk of Yishish Bizar Aaron. It's two separate sentences. One is referring to Truma, one is referring to a Tameh of any kind who now eats Kedesh. So, Ezel Davashu Shava Bizar Shalan Avayamazu Truma. The Ida. So, indeed, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that? Isn't Reish Lakish right? It does say over there that anybody who is Bizar Aaron, Vuhutsarua Ozav, that indeed he's not allowed to eat any kind of truma. Lo yochal ad asher yitar. Yeah, says Rabbi Yochanan. That's great. That tells me not to eat. What does it tell me not to touch? B'chol kodesh lo tiga tells me not to touch. So we have two separate azaras over here. So you're talking about being metame, and you're talking about eating while you're tame. What does that have? One has nothing to do with the other. So you could be talking about one is la'achila, and one is la'negiya. But suppose somebody now feeds an adam tame, and puts this food in his mouth without his ever touching it. He's not being metame yet. But it is beta blia. So it's a mokab that's not metame. Nonetheless, he's going to swallow it and eat it. Two separate isurim. Or he could touch it without eating it. Memela says, Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand why bringing me a pasuk of an isra achila betuma has anything to do with b'chol kodesh lo tiga. I say b'chol kodesh lo tiga contextually is a reference to truma. It has nothing to do with eating kachim. So where do I know eating kachim? From the Gzeira Shava to Knesset LeMikdash, which is exactly why I quoted the Gzeira Shava. I don't have an alternative that Reish Lakish has. Says the Gemara, hey, you know something that's very interesting, because Reish Lakish himself doesn't use this for an Azhara. This is the purpose of B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga, to tell me that you're not allowed to eat kachim? I mean, does he not himself say, Ahumi Boilei L'Tamei Shenoga B'Kodesh? Reish Lakish himself says, the Itmar, Tamei Shenoga B'Kodesh, Reish Lakish Omer Loke. So, I mean, it means that how does he know his lokeh? B'chol kodesh lo tiga. So that means it's negiyah. Now that Rabbi Yochanan has pointed out the separate isurim of negiyah and achila, so now we need to have the separate isurim of negiyah and achila libet Reish Lakish. Negiyah b'kodesh. Lokeh. Rabbi Yochanan in a lokeh. Reish Lakish a lokeh. Because it says b'chol kodesh lo tiga. Now how could you, Reish Lakish himself, say that, no, actually that's coming to tell me an isur of achila. Rabbi Yochanan in a lokeh, that's talking about truma and not kodesh, as we just saw before. But now that we're polishing up our understanding of the two shitas of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, so now we don't understand. So now how could Reish Lakish have said that we have an azara for achilas kachim from a pasuk that he needs to tell me an azara for negia? Says the Gemara, because it's two separate things. Tamei shenoga v'kodesh. Look, you're assuming that this b'chol kodesh lo tiga is only a reference to negiyah. I'm going to show you that it's a reference to achila. As a matter of fact, I would have thought it's only a reference to achila. How do I know that it's also a reference to negiyah? Because that's what it says. So we're going to see, contextually, it cannot mean negiyah. We're going to prove that it has to mean achila. So why the heck does it say negiyah? I understand in the broadest sense you could say, don't touch that, meaning don't touch it to eat it. As Daniel just pointed out, the same thing as the Eitz Hadaat. Don't touch it. I don't really mean don't touch it. I mean don't eat it. How do I know that it literally means negiyah? Because why talk about negiyah? Why say it in that strange way? So that's be the afke rachmana b'lashan negiyah. It's because the Torah used it in that fashion. So now we know there's an iser of negiyah because of the simple writing of the verse. There's an iser of achila, we're going to see in a moment, contextually. Whether we're talking about li'achar zrika, or whether we're talking about lifnei zrika, because it says bikol. And indeed, Tainik Avatzer Reish Lakish, that this is a reference to achila, the Braita says the same thing. Bechol kodesh lo tiga, azara la ochel. What this means is don't eat. What? Atomer azara la ochel. What do you mean what this means, don't eat? Maybe it means what it says. Don't touch. O ena ela azara la nogea. No. Look at the whole pasuk. Bechol kodesh lo tiga, but it also says, ve'ela migdash lo tavo. So bechol kodesh lo tiga, you're compared in the same pasuk to Knisa l'migdash. Knisa l'migdash, we're all agreed, it says v'nichrita. Then that means that contextually, we're talking about an iser of karet. Therefore, makish kodesh l'migdash. Just like migdash is referring to an iser tumah, where there is nitilat nishama, meaning that there's a karet that's associated to it, av kol davar sheyesh bo nitilat nishama, if we're talking about an iser over here, that says bechol kodesh lo tiga in the context of ela migdash lo yavo, it's got to mean a chiyuv karet. If it's a chiyuv karet, it can't be negia, because it never says anywhere that there's karet on negia. So how could this be an azhara to a negia in the context of a pasuk that's talking about karet? The only karet that it's talking about ever was eating. Therefore, this must be the azhara for that karet. So just as we started off habasar asher tochal v'nichrita, where does the Torah say not to be tochal? Where it says, before kodesh lo tiga, v'la migdash lo tavo. There's got to be a lo tiga, which is similar to lo tavo, meaning that there's an iser karet. Maybe it only means that. Then why say lo tiga? Why not say lo tochal? So the meanwhile, there's an azara, but there's still no place where there's a fi of karet for negia. So that means we're left, according to Reish Lakish, with three completely different limudim from the same pasuk. The fact that it says it in the context of an iser karet, this is the azara for the iser karet of achilat kochim be tumat haguf. The fact that it uses the lashon of lo tiga, this is the makom that tells me that I'm not allowed to touch kodesh to be matameh be tumas haguf when I am touched. And the fact that it says bechol tameh teaches me that whether I do this when the basar is ro'i for me, or I do it before the basar is ro'i for me, the iser applies across the board. Even to lifnei zrikat damim. So ibn igiyah mi'ikan etilat neshama, is there ever a karet that's mentioned when it comes to touching? Ela b'achila, the only thing that's left is the iser achila. And now everything works out well. Aliba, both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, who fortunately has his Gzeira Shava to cover the bases that he's missing. Because according to him, Bechlal, we're not talking about Kedesh here. We're talking about Truma, and we need separate Isurim for the Negiyah or the Achilah of Truma. As far as this Isur Negiyah, but how do I know Lamaisa? We're going to see more of this later on. How do I know Lamaisa that we're really talking about the Azhora, continues the Gemara, the Azhora that we were referring to, eating Basar Kedesh, that is, we're going to see, is because this Pasuk says, Bechol Kedesh lo tiga, vela migdash lo tavot, which is being makish kodesh lo migdash, as we're going to see. So that means, just like one is talking about an Isser Karet, which is only legabe achila, do we find Karet? So therefore, the other, the din of Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga is also referring to Nisa Karet, which can't possibly mean touching or anything less than Achila of someone who is already Tamei. So, I know therefore both things. I know that it's clearly contextually a reference to Karet because of the Hekesh, and I know because of the strange use of the word Tiga that there's also an Isser, not kares, but an iser lav on the lotiga. Asks the Gemara Vakati Lachudiyata, you're saying still, I'm not quite sure that I understand what Reish Lakish is saying, because I know that Reish Lakish actually uses this pasuk to tell me something else. Alumi Boile, Reish Lakish will see, needs this pasuk to teach me that a Tamei, who eats Besar Kodesh, Bifnei Zrikat Damim. Now over there, if he eats it before the Zrikas Adam, which is Matir, the Basar for him to eat, he will not be Chayev Kores. So how do I know that there is, in fact, an Isser Bechlal on a Tamei Shachal Basar Kodesh before Zrikas Adam? Where does it say it's loket? So strangely, Reish Lakish is saying that it's loket because of this pasuk. Bechol kodesh lo tiga, without differentiating, lifnei zrika v'lo shna le'achar zrika. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, there's no makor. Eino loket. This is Rabbi Yochanan going l'shitato. He understands that the makor of the iser for a person who was tamei to eat poser kodesh was from tumato, as we said in the beginning of the sugya. And therefore, kichtiv, where it says, ha-nefesh asher tochal boser mizevach ha-shlamim v'tumato olav v'nichrata, could only be referring to la'achar zriko dichtiv. By definition, that posik comes after the previous posik was talking about, kol tahor yochal basar, which was the closing words before this pasuk, which can only mean le'achar zrikas adam. So that means that the pasuk indeed is referring specifically to somebody who eats bituma when it's already his to eat, which is achar zrikas adam. So because of that, says Rabbi Yochanan, in a case where it was keder zrikas adam, ein achinami, there's not even a lav for someone who eats before the Zrika Sadam. In any event, we see clearly here that Aliba the Reish Lakish, the meaning of the lav, Bekol Kodesh Lotiga, is talking about on eating before Zrika Sadam, even with Arachi of Karet. So now, how can you tell me that actually what it's referring to is Dafka Echi of Karet, which would only be Leacha Zrika Sadam? And it says the Gemara, because there's three separate things here. We can also have a diak from the word Kol Kodesh, which takes it outside of just the simple meaning of Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga U'Bemigdash Lo Tavo, which is the comparison of two Isurei Kores. Since it says Kol Kodesh, that from there Reish Lakish learns out that even Basar, which was not Nizrak Adam, is Bechol, is included in a separate Isur of Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga. So we have three separate things that are learned here, Aliba the Reish Lakish.